This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Let's just spend just one question on how that particular issue is going to be used for global governance. We know what the World Health Organization coming up in May. I know there's some big decision going on. They're trying to give over sovereignty, our country is, to the WHO. Tell us about that.
It would have been really good to have a section on healthcare in the talk that I gave tonight. I probably should have. There just wasn't enough time to talk about all these critical issues. But healthcare is actually one of the critical sectors that they're using to bring all this about. And I think COVID should be best understood as a sneak preview of what's coming. Right now, the World Health Organization is working on two parallel attacks, not just on our national sovereignty, but even on our individual liberty, our ability to honor God in our healthcare decisions. So they've got the international pandemic. Now they're calling it a pandemic accord because they know treaty requires ratification, so they're pretending like it's not a treaty. It is. They're also amending the international health regulations. And when you look at the latest drafts that have come out, and all the drafts that have come out, it essentially treats the human being as livestock. If your masters determine that you need an injection, you will take an injection. If your masters determine that you will be quarantined, you will be quarantined, coming down from the international level. A little bit of context here. The current head of the World Health Organization, literally a former communist terrorist. He was a leader of the ethno-Marxist terrorist group, the Tigray People's Liberation Front in Ethiopia. They tried to exterminate multiple people groups. These are not nice people. That's what they do to their own people. What are they going to do to us? And when you actually look at the context of what they're doing with the healthcare, they themselves are saying this goes way beyond healthcare. They're saying that gun violence is a global public health emergency. They're saying that climate change is a global public health emergency. They're saying that racism is a global public health emergency. And they're claiming that if there's a global public health emergency, they get total and absolute control over every government and every person on the planet. What could go wrong? I mean, this is incredibly dangerous. Just in the last couple of weeks, the head of the WHO announced that they are working on now, they took the technology from the European Union to roll out global digital health certificates. They're going to track all of your vaccine status, not just the COVID one, whether you got the 85 or 86 or 87 boosters, I forget what they're on now, but doesn't matter. They're going to continue this. And if you think they're going to stop with the COVID boosters, you're not paying attention. They're now reworking every one of the so-called vaccines to include this mRNA technology, which has the capability of modifying the genetic code that God wrote for you. So this is a dumpster fire, and they're trying to pour jet fuel on the dumpster fire. We absolutely must resist, I believe, as Christians. It is better to obey God than men. And when they tell me I have to inject something that might alter the DNA that God gave me, the answer is going to be no. You're not putting it in me, and you're not putting it in my children.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.